Hello, my friends, my mates. Greetings from Prague. This is Tomáš Sedláček, your philosopher of economics who likes to take a look on current affairs from the perspective of the history of the whole species that is now called human beings. I had a pause in my podcasts. I had quite a difficult period of my life, and I didn't really have time to or mind to record these podcasts. There was just things, crazy things happening that at the end of the day turned out well. I am now back on track and have been for the last year publishing articles and trying to give thoughts about the spirit of Europe and the spirits of economics, and while experiencing a loss of spirit, so to speak, on my own self and trying to regain it, my podcasts have suffered. So now I want to be more regular. I want to do many more podcasts. I'll start with once a week podcast, but there might be more. And in this, I try to involve more people in my thought. I find my friends and myself including not reading as much as we would wish to. I mean, there used to be a time where I didn't have money to buy all the books that I wanted to read, so I would buy secondhand books and read them, you know, 2-3 times very carefully, falling in love with some of them because I felt how close they were to my heart, to my spirit. Now the situation is a little bit different, or completely different. I now have enough money and resources to buy basically any book that I wish. Not only that, I became significantly more affluent than I was when I was in my student years, where I, you know, sometimes it was challenging to make the ends meet. I really did have to think about every Czech crown or every Danish crown, where I grew up in Denmark from 16 to 20. I had to think about it twice. Not only do I have more money because I'm no longer a student, I earn now, but also books have become significantly cheaper. They are accessible. In the 90s, it was really difficult to get books, Czech books or foreign books. A, they were expensive, and B, just freshly from the communist system, we didn't have these new textbooks. And yeah, so books have become super cheap because of the internet. Not only can you download most of the classics for free, thanks to Gutenberg Project and others, but you can easily subscribe to many services and programs where for a monthly fee that would be considered symbolic by anybody from the past, and by past I mean 10 years back. But yeah, simply books are now much more accessible. So I still, though, despite the economic paradox of books becoming cheaper, I don't see people reading more than we used to read, let's say 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. And I myself find it more relaxing while I bake. This is also something that I should do a couple of podcasts on. While I bake or while I drive my unicycles through the streets of Prague, I like to listen to other people's thoughts. And it says somewhere in the Proverbs in the Old Testament of the Bible that iron is sharpened by iron. And while we do need food, much less and less of it compared to the rest of GDP, agriculture today is around 2% and much less in some more advanced countries. So it only takes us 2% to provide food for stomach. The economy is moving into sort of higher dimensions of this body, soul, spirit pyramid. And I wanted to provide this as something for my mates, such as you, to chew over, debate, and perhaps this way we can improve our way of thinking about the world, make it more interesting. I always wanted to have an interesting life in the sense of being able to decipher things that are happening around and be able to read them in the most interesting context, to see a movie and to see 20 movies in seeing that one movie, and to view an event of what's happening in Europe or in Ukraine, and to be able to give it my own thoughts and give it thoughts that are different from the day-to-day comments that we read in the newspapers. But this format, I hope, I want to make my thoughts more accessible. Whatever I say here usually appears in a written form on articles and on LinkedIn. I'm now thinking of translating those into not only English, but also other languages, such as Japanese or German or Spanish. I don't master these languages. So if there's anybody who'd like to help out with that, I'm happy to translate the articles. We have today fantastic translating software, but I would need your help with disseminating that further. But that comes later, I suppose. In the meanwhile, this has been your Checkmate, and let's hope that we can communicate and share thoughts together, as this is the most interesting adventure of the spirit that we can do together. This has been truly your one and only Checkmate.